Kremlin youth group Nashin demonstrates outside the American embassy after Vladimir Putin's appointed successor Dmitry Medvedev won the presidential election. The group says Russia will no longer allow outsiders to meddle in Moscow's affairs. The government recently shut down 2 out of 3 offices of the British Council, an organization which promotes cultural and educational ties. Council offices in the Russian cities of Yekaterinburg and St. Petersburg were closed last month. Analyst Vladimir Rozhankovsky of the Akbar's Bank, along with others, signed a letter to Russian authorities protesting the closure of the offices.
This determined my career. I was 28, graduated from an average Russian institute in 1995. My profession was not in demand because the country was in shambles. This was a chance to get a second profession, participate in a serious program.
Tensions between Britain and Russia began when Moscow refused to extradite Andriy Lugovoy. He is the man Britain suspects murdered ex-spy Alexander Litvinenko in London in 2006. Some officials in Moscow accused Britain of not providing enough evidence of Lugovoy's involvement in the case. Russian Duma deputy Sergei Markov.
We do not believe you. You have been telling us for a year that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Where are they? Iraq is destroyed. Sunnis and Shiites are fighting each other. Tens of thousands of people are dead. Where are the weapons? Will you do the same thing here in this case and then tell us that you're sorry? We don't want that.
Russia's president-elect Dmitry Medvedev recently accused Britain of spying, an indication that Moscow doesn't plan to back down. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov accuses the British Council of opening illegally without government permission.
I understand that the historic memory connected with nostalgia for colonial times is dominating over the lawful side of the question, but this is not the language one should use to talk to Russia.
In recent years, Russia has appeared less willing to compromise when dealing with its former allies. Analysts such as Vladimir Rozhankovsky say that is largely because Moscow feels more confident with its booming economy and high oil prices.
Russia suddenly feels that it can be independent, that it's a rich country with massive resources and one of the most dynamically developing economies. But we can go overboard here and lose our friends. It's a sad thing.
Meanwhile, neither Britain nor Russia indicate they will back down in a diplomatic dispute, now in its second year. Anya Ardayeva for VOA News, Moscow.